This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland visited her home state over the weekend to celebrate what marks the largest wilderness land donation in the agency's history. The donation from the Trust for Public Land increases the size of the Sabinoso Wilderness in northeastern New Mexico by nearly 50%. Haaland said Saturday that the expansion of the area will mean more public access for outdoor recreation as the Biden administration looks to conserve more land by 2030. The donation includes 15 square miles of rugged canyons, mesas covered by pinon and juniper woodlands, pockets of ponderosa pine trees, and sections of grassland. Haaland, who joined other officials at a remote site in San Miguel County, acknowledged that the area makes up part of the ancestral homelands of the Jicarilla Apache and Northern Pueblos of New Mexico. She said that for generations, families have relied on that land for sustenance and that it means a lot to many people who visit the area in search of peace and quiet. The Biden administration issued a report earlier this year titled America the Beautiful. It called for a decade-long commitment to make the conservation and restoration of lands and waters an urgent priority nationwide. Haaland said areas like the Sabinoso Wilderness are an important piece of the puzzle as the administration looks to meet its goal. Following last year's census, New Mexico lawmakers will redraw congressional and state legislative districts this fall. A coalition of community organizations last week launched a campaign to ensure the public have a say in where those lines are drawn. The New Mexico Civic Engagement Table is teaming up with 25 community organizations that work with people of color, immigrants, and other underrepresented communities for the People's Power, People's Maps campaign. They say they want to make the redistricting process more just and equitable by educating and engaging the public. The organizations worked together last year to reach traditionally hard-to-count communities for the 2020 census. Rosalinda Dorado, with the coalition partner El Centro de Igualdad y Derechos, says this follow-up is essential.
Our work ensured the resources were allocated back into our communities, and now we are determined to be included and counted in redistricting.
The campaign includes educational forums beginning July 22nd, covering topics from tribal redistricting to prison gerrymandering. Native American Voters Alliance Education Project Executive Director Atza Chavez says Black and Indigenous people of color need to have a voice at the table.
All we're asking for is a fair process and fair maps that include communities of interest and BIPOC communities so that we can all prosper together in the state of New Mexico.
The group also plans to launch a social media campaign and a central website for information. You can find out more online at KUNM.org. This is KUNM.